It's been challenging to produce an audio available to the public of this meeting because of the difficulty of capturing the, what, especially members of the task force who are away from the podium have, are doing. So please cooperate with obtaining the microphone. And we will be reminded of the importance of doing that by our secretary so that she can do her duties effectively. John?
One suggestion, the library board needs to be field microphones that are to the study table. This is going to really inhibit discussion. We have to pass the mic down the aisle every time we want to say something.
That would work.
But they're little, they're about the size of a flash drive, and they feed into a central sound system. That works pretty
testing,
well.
Testing.
So we can record, or is it so all of us can hear each other?
Both.
Yes.
And the recording is a concern. We've tried to, just using the device we have without amplification doesn't pick it up adequately for the public record. And I think this is probably instructive, the range of options available to the Horticultural Conservatory with respect to meeting these needs is limited, and that is part of the challenges that we have been discussing and will continue to discuss. If this were to be a more effective place for public gatherings, a more extensive sound system would probably be very helpful. I have a couple of other announcements to make. Between this meeting and the last meeting, we reported to the Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee. Actually, the meeting was yesterday, so there was a report submitted there, and I was present, and Sarah Thompson was present too. She made the presentation, and I made the was available for comments. And that report included a accounting for the costs of the netting project in the three domes compared to what was estimated it would cost, and I think the end result was about $600,000 less than what had been anticipated would have to be the cost for that. Another aspect of what's occurred since we last met is that Supervisor Haas has reached out to the city of Milwaukee and its Department of City Development has had some preliminary discussions with them about coordinating and communicating with that department about neighborhood plans and our efforts for planning for this facility. And those discussions, maybe you could speak a bit more about, Jason, just to update people on what's happening.
Thank you, Bill.
There we go.
So, I, along with actually Representative Josh Zebnik, your friend, from these meetings, met with DPW and DCD. We had a very, after debating the merits of a TIF and TID and other zones, when we got down to it, we were talking about is having this line of investigation open. We should be receiving in the near future a summary of the city's planning for all the neighborhoods in the area. So for Silver City, National Avenue, etc. They have done a lot of work already on the planning, and I think it would be very helpful to look at their plans, their vision for what could happen in the area in terms of development, economic development, and possible redevelopment. So we should see that in the near future.
Well, thank you. Today's agenda has as its primary focus review of a draft request for proposals that the task force and the county is considering issuing to provide additional services to this task force and to the planning effort that we are responsible for engaging in. So that will be the primary agenda item. As we have done in the last meeting, there will be a period for possible public comment on the agenda items that we discuss, the agenda that we discussed today at the toward the end of the meeting, as the agenda indicates. I'd like to remind people who want to let us communicate with us that you should obtain one of the blue comment cards that are on the table over in that direction where the yellow sign is, and fill it out with your name and address and some indication of whether you want to speak or whether you just want us to receive your written comments on that card or on another communication. If you prefer to provide us with a written comment, when they get turned into us before the meeting's over, I will read the comments to the task force members as a way to do it. I know sometimes you have things you want to share with us and you can't stay to the end to the comment period, so that's our procedure for public comment. The next item, there's another development that I wanted to bring to your attention. The Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee passed by a unanimous vote a recommendation to the county board that there be an audit conducted by the county audit department of the operations, concessions, and event planning at the Mitchell Park Horticultural Conservatory domes. And that effort was initiated by Supervisor Haas, and Supervisor Haas, could you explain what you understand that audit will entail if the county board, when it meets, approves the recommendation?
Sure, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very used to our committees at the county board. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. The purpose of this audit will be to examine the domes, their operations, so how it's run, how the events are handled, the concessions, you'll look at the where the money comes in, where the money could come in. If it's possible, with all due respect to the good director and operations manager out here, where there might be room for improvement. And also want them to look at their ideas for the future, given what is here, although I think that may change in the near to somewhat distant future with the conclusion of our finding recommendations to the county government. So that audit should be completed within a few months, and it will be presented back to the Parks Committee after it is complete. Thank you.
Yes, and I anticipate that audit will be very helpful to more fully examine for us what the potential is of this facility with respect to its operations and programs, and should be a helpful component in our getting a full picture of what options there are for continued continuation of a horticultural conservatory. Okay, the next item on the agenda is to review and approve the minutes of the meeting held January 4th, 2017. Have you all had a chance to review those minutes?
Move approval.
There's a motion to approve the minutes by Mr. Darville and seconded by Mr. Washington. Is there any discussion of the minutes?
Gerda second.
Okay, Gerda. Okay, sorry, it was in that direction. Are there any discussion? All those in favor of approval of the January 4th minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now the primary matter on our agenda is to review and take